Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Full EV or plug-in hybrid? Go electric with Kia. For more, log on to kia.com.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
James McCarthy. James, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
It's a very, very difficult time for the family of Cameron Blair and indeed his many, many friends. He died again violently, unfortunately. He was trying to be a peacemaker and he ended up dead. But you've created a kind of memorial to him in blog version. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so as you said, Cameron, he was just about to turn 21 last Thursday. And I started blogging a couple of weeks back and I was trying to figure out the best way to make a tribute to Cameron. Realising that he didn't get to live a very long life, I decided to, you know, offer up a piece of writing that could depict Cameron's personality and the kind of guy he was. To people that might not have got the chance to meet him. He was extremely confident, caring, and he was full of life. And I felt like that would be a shame if people didn't realise, you know, I know everybody's probably heard the name Cameron Blair at this stage, but to put a personality and a person behind the name, you know.
And what reaction have you got to the blog?
I mean, people have loved it. I've got a great reaction so far. I think people are realising that, you know, it kind of shows the kind of guy he was, the life that he's kind of lived to date. And, you know, as I said, it kind of puts a person behind the name. It was mainly just to kind of, for his family and things like that, you know, to show the impact that Cameron had on all of his friends and the college community and stuff like that. So I'm glad that it's taken off the way it has.
And just, I don't know whether you have some of it in front of you, James, but there's a lovely, lovely paragraph. I genuinely believe that Cameron spent his life bringing joy to others.
Yeah. Cameron was, as I said, he was a happy-go-lucky guy, you know. He was always enthusiastic. I suppose the main component of Cameron's personality was he really enjoyed himself in everything he did. And not only that, he noticed if somebody wasn't or if somebody was down or, you know, if they were kind of quiet in a room, he'd always make the effort to go over and make sure they're okay discreetly without making an issue, you know, and kind of boosting their confidence and making sure that they were having just as much fun as him. He always wanted to be happy, but he wanted everybody he was with to be happy as well. And it was a credit to him.
And when did you discover that your friend had been killed?
I suppose it was probably an hour after it had actually happened. I was at home and Cameron was in Cork and there was a text message sent into the group chat just saying, does anybody have Cameron's mother's number? Mm-hmm. So instantly I knew there was something up.
Oh,
I had been Snapchatting him a couple of hours previously, just normal chat, you know, and I knew he was going out and stuff like that. So when I saw that message, I knew there was something up, but not in my wildest dreams did I think that it was the outcome that it was. And then it was confirmed about an hour after it happened to me.
And as it happened, I'm trying to remember the sequence, but Cameron died, I think, around the same time. There was another awful story happening at the time. That was the mutilation of that young Mulready boy up in Drogheda. And in one sense, the impact, it was only when you looked at the funeral, it was only when you looked at the GAA, only when you start looking at blog like your own, James, that the full enormity of the death of this lovely young man, beautiful young man, comes across. And as you say, he would have been, what, 21 this week?
Yeah, he would have been 21 last Thursday. As you said, like, you know, it's when something like this happens, people kind of realise the impact that certain people have in your life. And, you know, it was clear that on the day of his funeral, you know, the town of Bandon was flooded with people, you know, the world pretty much seemed to stop on that day. And, you know, it was kind of nice to see that there was such a crowd out. He got like a guard of honor on the way into the town, and, you know, everybody was there for him. But I suppose it's sad to take something like that to happen, for people to realize the impact of it. You know.
Well, may he rest in peace. And his family, are they aware of the blog, James?
They are, yeah. They're aware of it. When I created the blog, I kept it to send it out on the day of his birthday, but I made sure that they were the first people to see it.
Well done.
For everybody else.
Fair play to you. So, how do people link into the blog? Because it's important.
Sorry.
How will people? What's the blog under, so to speak? How do people read it?
Oh, I have a link on my Instagram profile, and I've been sharing it. It's been shared across Facebook.
Okay.
But it's under James McCarthy's WordPress, and the blog is there. It's under Cam.
Okay. Under Cameron. James McCarthy, thanks indeed, and condolences to Cameron Blair's family. This is the first time we've had an opportunity to say that. 51551, my chance. James, thanks again.